Hey, folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. Thursday, one and all, Mark Arum and pals with you for an hour-ish tonight. We're going to make way for the president, who is going to be doing his first live rally since the whole Iran dust-up. He's in Toledo, Ohio, so it's scheduled to be around 7 p.m.-ish, so we'll go until the president speaks because we all really want to know. This is his first rally since that whole Iran thing, Longoria, so Iran. So we're going to carry that live here on WSB. So I'm going to bounce around 7. So we have a lot of time tonight, is what I'm trying to say, Longoria. By the way, you can listen to the Mark Arum Show. It's every night, 6 to 8 p.m. here on 95.5 WSB or on your smart speaker at home, Deb Green. Just say, play 95.5 WSB.
That's so much easier.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't recommend you play, listen to the show while you're on an e-scooter in Metro Atlanta, but I believe your opportunity to drive those e-scooters is going by the wayside. Joining us live in the studio from the WSB Radio News Center is Edgar Tregitz. Edgar, you just did a live hit with Chris Chandler. The biggest e-scooter company in the world just decided to leave Atlanta. What's the deal?
Yeah, Lime and Bird are the two big ones, and it looks like Lime is indeed the biggest in the world and obviously operate across the U.S., but 1,600 of their scooters here. They're going to pack those up within the next couple of weeks. They told me January 23rd, I think. So basically, they sent us a statement saying that, they want to focus more on
profitable markets.
Yeah, profitable markets are our markets that allow us to meet our ambitious goals for 2020. They alluded to a couple of reasons, a couple of them being high impound fees for those scooters when they have to be picked up and taken out and they have to get them back. And also the operating hours maybe. A bit restrictive for them,
sure.
Where the city bans their use, any scooter use, from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Now, 2019, scooters were a big news headline because we had rules and injuries and then just this explosion of them. They were showing up everywhere. So we talked about a lot of about the scooters on the show last year. And does this mean we're going to see an erosion because of the restrictions that e-scooters might eventually vanish from the city of Atlanta?
Well, you know, I just got off the phone with Andre Dickens, one of the Atlanta City Council members, and he was surprised to hear it. He had just gotten off the plane, and he heard this, and said, oh, my God, because we've had, he says, we, the city, have had and still are in continuing discussions with all the operators about how can we better maybe adjust the restrictive hours of use, how can we better deal with the impound fee issue and other issues as well. Continuing discussions, he said he would have hoped that Lime may have come back to them with any particular issue at the moment to talk to them about that. You know, he says continuing, we have to do what's best for safety of people in the city as well. So it's a lot going on. It's a feeling out process still a year in for cities and for companies to trying to figure this out.
Edgar Tregitz joining us live on the Mark Arum Show. As a traffic guy, I'm a proponent of any type of transportation that takes folks out of their cars. And I think on paper, the scooters are great, you know, especially for in-town folks where you don't have to deal with parking. I mean, gosh, Longoria pays $40 for parking sometimes when he goes to those fancy restaurants downtown. When he valets the minivan with the Swim Dad sticker on it. But it just it hasn't really performed as well as one might have hoped here in the city.
Well, you know, and different cities around the U.S. are laid out differently. I mean, Atlanta is not like New York or San Francisco or Chicago, and they all have different ways of how they've been constructed over the years and that type of thing. And, you know, I'm not so sure our city necessarily is the best walking city, you know?
Let me jump in 1 second. I need, we're going to debut a new game in just a minute here. Not to interrupt you, Edgar, but I need two contestants that want to play this game. What are we giving away, Deb? We're giving away good tickets,
too. We got tickets to go check out Rod Stewart and Cheap Trick.
Seriously good tickets. All right, so if you want to play this new game, we're debuting it. No pressure, but if you want to play and win Rod Stewart tickets, call 404-872-0750, 404-872-0750. So the city of Atlanta caught Edgar off guard by the Lime announcement?
Well, at least to the one councilman I spoke to here tonight. You know, there are other officials heavily involved in this. You know, Atlanta kind of redid their Department of Transportation, the city did.
Yeah.
New commissioner there, so I'm hoping to talk to him pretty soon about this as well. They're going to meet anyway next Wednesday, the transportation people of Atlanta, and talk over some issues, and this, I'm sure, will be part of it. You know,
have you ever driven one? Ridden one?
I don't know.
Me neither. Green, you're a lady about town.
I tried it because I like the idea. Because the train station's only like 4 blocks.
Exactly.
But if I could get there in a minute, I'm like, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't feel very safe. I mean, just on the 4 blocks between here
really?
And Peachtree. Yeah, because you have to ride in the street now. You can't ride. And then cars do not move over, and they're whipping. You know, they're already speeding.
I understand the danger of for pedestrians when the scooters are on the sidewalk, but the street is just really too dangerous, I think.
Yeah,
I want to know what
like
other cities do with that, because I think the sidewalk would be safer for everybody.
I can say back in Madison on part of the campus, we have curbed lanes where they allowed bikes, people
would
skate, skateboards, so that's
and
where they have scooters, and it's curbed so that the cars can't be in that lane.
Excellent. Edgar Tregas,
real quick, Lime does say at the end that they're open to coming back.
Okay.
So just put that out there. So it's not a permanent thing. If things,
here's something you can dig into because of the boom of scooters. Not that I'm your news director, Edgar, but I'm giving you an assignment here. The economic impact, like how much tax revenue was the city of Atlanta getting? Was the state of Georgia getting from these scooters? Because for a while, I mean, you couldn't walk down the street without seeing 9 of them flying by you. Edgar, always a pleasure. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, so we got our contestants. I think Scotty's getting them ready. So let's debut this new game there, Longoria. Nice. I like the intro song.
I figured you would.
So I don't. This is the acronym game. So I came up with this game when I was on vacation because Verizon had a commercial LTE. They're like the strongest LTE in the world, and I had no idea what LTE meant. And then I was like, you know what? There's a lot of acronyms that I don't know what they are. I thought that'd be a fun game. Let's see if people know acronyms. So let's listen. This game might stink. We don't know. We'll see. Sean is incoming. Sean's our first contestant. Sean, tell the folks about yourself, buddy.
I live up and coming with my family and kids, and I work at the VA.
How many kids do you have?
3. They're all grown, and I have 4 grandkids, too.
Who is your favorite child? I'm just kidding. Sean. I'm just kidding, Sean. All right, so hang tight. We're playing the acronym game.
So mean.
I was just going to see if he'd be like, Steve. Obviously, Steve is my favorite son. Mickey's in Social Circle. How are you, Mickey?
Hey, doing good, sir. How are you?
Excellent. Tell the folks a little bit about yourself.
My name is Mickey. I'm from Social Circle, Georgia. I live with my wife, and I've got 3 boys ranging from 22 months up to 14.
God bless you. That's fantastic. All right, so here's the deal, guys. You're like the guinea pigs here because we never played this game before, so I'm going to take it really easy on you. I'm going to say an acronym. For example, Sean, if I say the IRS, what does IRS mean?
Internal Revenue Service.
Correct, exactly. So you'd get a point. It's pretty simple, right? And there's some easy ones on here.
They start easy and they get progressively harder.
Okay, so there you go. So you're playing for tickets to
Rod Stewart and Cheap Trick.
Wow, I think you guys are both Rod Stewart fans. Turn down your radio, though, if either of you have your radio on still. All right, we'll start with you, Sean. This is the acronym game. AKA. What does that stand for? AKA.
Also known as.
That is correct, my friend. Nice point there. Mickey. IQ. What does IQ stand for?
Intelligence qualifier.
Quotient. Intelligence quotient. I'll give it to you. Again, this is the first time. We'll give you the point for that one. All right, here we go. The acronym game on the Mark Arum Show. Maybe the first time and only time we play this. The acronym, Sean, is AT&T. AT&T. What does that stand for?
AT&T?
Yes.
It's Atlantic Telephone and Telegraph, right?
It's American Telephone and Telegraph, but again, I'm going to give it to you. You got 2/3 of it right, so I'll give you a point there. Again, if we do this game again, I'll be a little tougher on the grading. Here you go, Mickey, the acronym game, PPV. PPV, what does that stand for?
No clue.
Maybe you could use it in a sentence.
Yes. How much is that PPV boxing event?
Oh, pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view. There you go. All right. Again, I'm being real easy here. All right, Sean. FCC. What does FCC stand for?
Federal Communications Commission.
That is correct. 100%. All right. Here we go. Mickey, this is a little tougher. NSFW. Like when I send an email that Russ in Gainesville sends me to Longoria, I write NSFW on it. So what does that mean? NSFW.
Not safe for work.
That
sir.
Is correct. Exactly. By the way, I got 2 emails from Russ today.
That were not safe for work?
They were all safe for work. Okay. I chastise them a bit. I'm like, dude, stop with these. All right, here we go. Sean, the acronym game, DARE, D-A-R-E, DARE. It's a program. What does DARE stand for?
Wow.
tough one.
I have no idea.
Do you want to jump in and steal it, Mickey? DARE. What does DARE stand for?
Drug Abuse Resistance Education.
Wow. Spoken like a recovering addict. Good job, buddy. you fired that off real quick. All right. You can take the lead here. It's still your turn, Mickey. GMO. We hear a lot about that these days. No GMO. What does GMO stand for?
I'm going to go with, I want to say something like genetically modified organism or something like that.
Oh, my God. You nailed it. Correct. 100%. All right. Here we go, Sean. You need this one to stay in the game. The debut of the acronym game. YMCA. What does YMCA stand for?
Young Men's Christian Association.
That is exactly right. Here's a tougher one, Mickey. Epcot. Epcot Center. What does Epcot stand for? You get this, I'll be very surprised.
No clue.
You want to steal it, Sean? Epcot?
I have no idea either.
Longoria, you want to take a shot? You've been to Epcot with the
girls, haven't you? Yeah, but I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
Planet.
Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Oh, Epcot. Yeah, that makes so much sense.
All right, end of round one of the acronym game. What's the score, Deb Green?
Sean 4, Mickey 5.
All right, hang on, guys. This is decent. I think we'll finish this up. We'll see if it ever comes back. Playing for Rod Stewart tickets on the Mark Arum Show. 404-872-0751, 800-WSB-TALK. All right, final round of the acronym game. Great game going on right now between Mickey and Sean. Who's up again there?
It's Sean's turn.
Sean, here we go. Tell me what this acronym stands for. NERF, N-E-R-F, NERF football. What does that stand for?
You know, like the game?
Yeah, NERF, N-E-R-F.
Oh, God.
It's a tough one.
No idea, man. No idea.
You want to steal it, Sean? Mickey, I'm sorry.
There you go.
Mickey, you want to steal it?
Non-expanding recreational phone.
Holy smokes!
What's he looking that up?
How the hell did you get
his phone there?
That's unbelievable.
I grew up with those, man. Come on.
Yeah, Nerf balls were the best. We run out of time. Do we have prizes for both of them, Deb?
We do. Both of you are going to go check out Rod Stewart Cheap Trick Saturday, August 22nd at Ameris Bank Amphitheater.
And you guys did really well. Thank you, Mickey. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
That was really good. Scott's going to get some info. Good stuff. When we come back, little Sanjay, Would You Rather. It's the Mark Arum Show on WSB.
This is Henry Winkler. How are you? And you're listening to the Mark Arum Show. How lucky are you? I come from
Welcome back to the show. 639, 60 degrees on Peachtree Street. We'll give it a 5 on the Mark Arum Show back sweat meter. This is January, after all. Don't forget, you can listen to the Mark Arum Show at home on your smart speaker. Just say play 95.5 WSB. Play 95.5 WSB. I imagine it works for all the other shows, too. Not that I'm encouraging you to listen to the other shows, but it will work. It works best for this one. Exactly right, Deb Green. We are with you for another 20-ish minutes, because we're gonna jump off the station and go live to Toledo, Ohio. President Trump is delivering his first rally speech since this whole dust-up with Iran, so we're going to carry that live. The president kind of tardy on these speeches, though, so he made us wait like 20 minutes the other day. We were going to take him live,
Oval
Office speech or whatever, and it was like 11 a.m. It was like 11:20 by the time he's
the president. He can do what he wants.
Exactly right. Thanks to Sean and Mickey. They were really good in the acronym game.
Yeah, they
game.
Did a good job.
Yeah, I think we'll bring that back. What did you think about the acronym game?
It was a solid game.
It was a solid game.
It was better than some of the other ones that we've done.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, especially
the first time. You know, the first time's kind of a little iffy, but we made it through.
And we learned something.
Yeah.
I think we all learned something, like Epcot, experimental part. Yeah, exactly right.
And I learned what Nerf was.
Exactly. I can't believe that guy got Nerf. Non-expandable recreational phone.
That's what I was saying. I don't think he had
a chance, because he didn't get 100%. I gave him, he was close, but he did anyway. Let's do Would You Rather with little Sanjay while we got a second.
It's time for Would You Rather with Little Sanjay.
He is the guru, the soothsayer, the truth seeker, the asker of unanswerable questions. He joins us on back-to-back nights. We're working the big fella like a rented mule. He is Big Sanjay. And Would You Rather, how you doing, Sanjay?
I'm doing very well. It's not the acronym game, but it's getting there.
It is getting there. All right, so Sanjay's going to ask us unanswerable questions. We're going to answer them here in studio. Play along in your car, please. Is Scott there? I can't see Scott. There you go.
Yeah,
you
going to
play
there.
With us, Scott? All right, put some headphones on. All right, first question, Sanjay.
All right, we're going to start off easy. Would you rather have the ability to see all people you want live naked or the ability to know which person is in love with you, has a crush on you?
Meghan Markle. That's all I got to say.
Meghan, both?
Meghan Markle. Yeah, exactly. No, the first one. Bristol Palin, Meghan Markle, all my weird picadillos.
You got to get in front of them.
What do you mean I got to get in front of them?
You have to look
at them.
You got
to be live. Like,
you have to be standing in front of you, and then you get to see them.
Do I have to, like...
You got the whole newsroom.
Listen, so I'm looking at Longoria right now. Do I have to flip a switch or he's always naked?
No. It's your choice.
All right. Yeah, I'll do that then. I'll do that. As long as I don't have to see everyone naked, I'll choose.
Especially me. I don't even want to see myself.
Well, you know, I might just use you as an example. But the same goes for Scott.
I don't even want to look in the mirror.
Edgar and, you know. All right, so I'm going the naked route.
Naked or crush, basically?
Yeah, right? Who loves you? Worldwide.
Yeah, I don't care.
You got
all
fans across the globe. No,
but I do go to a lot of concerts, and I do love skinny rock stars. I'll take that.
Do you have to be skinny to be a rock star?
Oh, no, there's quite a lot that aren't.
Meatloaf. He was fat.
There's plenty that aren't. We'll just say
Elvis.
That.
But are they stars?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Scotty Baker.
I'm definitely going to find out who's in love with me. Cut out the middle, man. You know how much time I could save, man?
Are you a single dude, Scott?
I am a little bit.
I did not know. By the
a
way,
little bit.
By the way, a little bit.
Depends on who's listening.
By the way, Sanjay, Chuck is out trying to kill wild boars in Florida. Trying, because he's not going to do it. So Scott's filling in for him. Longoria.
I didn't hear the question. What was it again, real quick?
I don't know. What's the next question, Sanjay?
Okay.
All right, next question.
Naked or in love?
In love.
Yeah. All right, in love. Go ahead. Next question, Sanjay.
All right, this is an oldie but a goodie. Right. Would you rather know the date and time of your death or how you die?
Oh, geez, Louise. Date and time.
I think I'll go with how.
Okay. Scotty B?
How, definitely.
Really? What if it's like, Eric Erickson poisons you with a cinnamon bun?
And every time he gives you a cinnamon bun, you don't know when.
But you'll really enjoy that. Could be the last one.
Absolutely.
You're going to know why? I don't think I want to know why. Because what if it's like.
I want to know when.
Because if you're tortured to death by ISIS? That's
well, what
the way
if it's something
die.
Like you do every day, like driving to work?
Then you know
and
take
then
the
every
train.
Day you're going to think you're going to die, as opposed to if, on January 30th, you're going to die.
That's why I want the date.
Yeah, I want the date.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to know why. Like, you're going to get tortured by ISIS. Like, I don't want to know that.
I'm going to get kicked in the head at a show.
But if I knew when, I'd never sleep.
But you'd be ready for that day. You'd be like, January 9th, 2020. Like,
how do you get ready for when you die?
You'll know the date. You get all the think of all the stuff. Like, let's say you're going to die 6 years from today. All the stuff you could be like, all right, I only have 6 years to live.
YOLO.
Yeah. YOLO, exactly right.
Sanjay,
can you hang out through the break, Sanjay?
I'll be crying all the time.
Don't cry. Sanjay, can you hang out?
I can.
All right, Sanjay's going to hang out through the break. Scott's not going to cry. Russ in Gainesville's next. Waiting for the president to speak in Toledo, Ohio. We got a lot to do. We'll be right back. It's the Mark Arum Show on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. Welcome back to the Mark Arum Show. Waiting for President Trump to give a live speech in Toledo, Ohio. We'll broadcast it live here. A little after 7, we are thinking. In the meantime, we're finishing up Would You Rather with little Sanjay, the guru, the soothsayer, the asker of sometimes really funny questions. What's the next question, Sanjay?
All right, next question. There's an asteroid. It's 100% guaranteed to hit the Earth in the next 24 hours and will obliterate everything and everyone. Would you rather be told of this event or just continue as usual?
It's coming within 24 hours, huh?
24 hours.
I want to know about it. I want to know about it. Deb Green?
We'll probably know about it. We'll have to report on it, right?
Yeah, I'll be here at the station. You know what? If there's an asteroid coming to wipe us out, I will not be at the station.
No.
I'll be taking care of business at home, Longoria. Yeah. You know what that means?
Eating.
Hungry man dinner. Exactly right. Turkey mashed potatoes. I'm going to eat my face off for 24 hours.
I'll be oblivious.
Yeah, and you don't eat, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Scotty Baker, filling in for Low T, do you want to know about the asteroid or you want to die ignorant?
I definitely want to know so I can figure out which strip club will have my patronage for the next 24 hours.
Is this the same question that you just asked about when you're going to die?
Well, kind of. Similar. Listen, yeah. It's back-to-back nights.
Come on.
It's like when NBA teams play back-to-back nights.
Yeah. Sometimes you get the scrubs.
Sanjay's a little tired tonight. What do you think, Longoria?
Yeah, I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to plan out my 24 hours and hang out and do what I got
to
do.
Take your daughters to Monkey Joe's.
Oh, yeah.
Get them.
Leave them there and then go do something else.
No. Shame on you. By the way, what are the odds, Sanjay, that your son and Longoria's daughter, they would make a hell of a couple. They're so adorable.
Well, you know, I'm in. Longo is a cool dude.
Yeah. Longo is an arranged
Do
marriage.
I get something or do you get something? Who gets something out of this deal?
The daughter's dad.
The girl's got to pay.
Oh, the girl's dad pays Sanjay.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know.
What's the age disparagement there? How old is your son, Sanjay? I should know this.
He turns 8 in a week.
And how old's your oldest?
She'll turn 7 in a month.
Oh, there you go.
That's money right there.
It is.
That is money. All right, I'm going to make this happen. Next question, Sanjay.
All right, would you rather have the job of your dreams, but all of your coworkers treat you horribly, or have a job you hate, but all your coworkers treat you like a god?
Wait, repeat that one more time. I'm sorry. I was having trouble following that one.
That's all right. Would you rather have the job of your dreams, but all your coworkers treat you horribly, or have a job you hate, but all of your coworkers treat you like a god?
Gosh, that's tough. Like, I don't want a job I hate, but I don't want a job I love where everyone hates me, right? That's...
Yeah. I mean, you're beloved, so you can't... I mean, how can you
be
know.
So the first one, basically, you're Neil Bortz. You have the job you love, but all your coworkers hate you. Or the second one, I don't have a good comparison there. You hate your job, but everyone loves you. Alex Williams.
does he hate his job?
No, he doesn't. I'm just kidding.
You get him fired.
I'm going to love my job and be hated, I guess.
I loved my job. I do love my job. Yeah. But I've been in a situation where I love my job and I was treated really bad, but I survived.
So you take that one.
Yeah.
Scotty Baker.
Definitely don't mind people hating on me. If my dream job, I have a group of friends waiting on me in my private jet as soon as I leave the building.
Wow.
So
big dreams there.
Screening for Shelley Winter then would not be your dream job.
No, sir.
All right. It's a step in the ladder, though. A step in the right direction.
Yeah, I'll do my dream job and everybody hate me.
All right. You got one more there, Sanjay?
I do. Would you rather be able to fly, but when you're flying, you are blind until you stop flying, or be able to read minds, but the person's mind you're reading will be aware that you are reading their mind?
Sanjay is the official accountant of the Mark Arum Show. You can find him on Facebook, Brass Tax Accounting.
I'll fly blind, Sanjay.
Or Brass. Thank you,
buddy.
That was weak. I pushed you too hard. I pushed you too hard on back-to-back days. Brass.tax online, and he's a great accountant. He's a funny dude. Back-to-back was a struggle. It was tough. But you'll be fresh and rested next Tuesday, right, buddy?
That's right. I'll see you there.
There you go. Thank you, Sanjay. Yeah, I pushed the envelope a little too far. Russ in Gainesville.
Russ, come here a minute.
Russell, I've been getting email after email from you. What's the current social status, my friend?
I'm sitting here by myself now.
Oh, no. What happened?
I don't know. I got an argument with Erica. And then I went and I got that Spanish girl. I kind of got an argument with her, too. So I'm not doing too well.
How did you get into an argument?
Yeah, how do you get an argument if you don't speak Spanish?
Well, she got mad at me, but she sent me a message a minute ago that says tomorrow. She actually wrote tomorrow.
You know what, Russ? Hang up and call back because we got a lot of static right there. So let Russ hang up on Russ and let him call back. We're having a bad little thing there. Are we going to go to the news here?
Yeah.
We're going to do news here. All right. Well, maybe we'll come back with Russ because Russ sent me a picture of Erica and Summer today.
Oh, that's a new one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he had, so I don't know. We'll find out maybe when Russ comes back or we'll hear from the president. What do you want to hear next? Russ in Gainesville or President Trump?
It's pretty much the same.
You got to tune back in to see what's going on the Mark Arum Show. But Jennifer Griffiths is going to provide us with news, weather, and traffic in just a second on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum, WSB. In case we don't get a chance, Longoria star of the show today because the banana gave me a banana.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, maybe, on the Mark Arum Show.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you.
Welcome back to the show, and a good Thursday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 7:07-ish, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. on 95.5 WSB. Don't forget, at home, you can listen to us on your smart speaker. Just say play 95.5 WSB. Gang mostly here tonight. Dev Green produces the show. Longoria, the Stoic Eskimo on the other side of the takeout window. Low-T Chuck is off. Scotty Baker is screening the calls. We are awaiting President Trump to speak live at a rally in Toledo, Ohio. Right now, Vice President Pence is speaking. As soon as the president steps to the podium, we will take that live. His first address, his first rally since the whole Iranian dust-up, so we'll see what he has to say. I got a couple of interesting stories in the meantime, but I want to finish up with Russ in Gainesville, who called back, hopefully with a better cell signal. Russ, the email this morning I got from you, you had two ladies in tow, and you lost both of them? What exactly happened? Russ, you there? All right, let's clap hands for Russ. I don't know, we lost him.
Everybody,
it was
clap
probably
your hands.
A sad story anyway. All right, here's something I want to ask your question on Longoria. So you your grandmother alive still?
Yes.
How old is she?
Ooh, you would ask me that. I'm 42. She has to be 82.
82. You have a grandmother alive, Deb Green?
No, they're all passed now.
You have a great aunt in Mexico though, or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. How old is she?
She's in her 80s, close to 90 as
okay.
well.
The reason I ask you that is there is a 105-year-old woman, which is awesome, by the way, that she's 105 and still alive, but she wants to renew her driver's license. So the driver's license age is, I guess this is in England, Cambridge. She lives in Cambridge. Drivers over the age of 87 in Great Britain have to take vision and driving exams every year to keep their license, and she passed these exams. How do we feel about that? 105-year-old woman wanting to drive. And at what point do you take the keys away from your parents?
70.
70, oh, that's no. it? It's so funny you found me the story, Deb, because I had a dream tonight about my mom being a poor driver. Not even that. It's such a weird dream, and I never remember my dreams. But we were in some town, and we were looking for a restaurant to go, and there was a long wait at the restaurant, so we're at the bar. And my mom was drinking. And she gets wasted, and we never get a table. We're like, all right, let's go to a different restaurant. And she still wanted to drive. And I'm like, I had a dream. This was 5 hours ago, this dream. I'm like, Mom, you can't drive. You're wasted. And my mom never gets wasted. She's, you know. Not
yeah.
And she's like, no, I'm fine to drive. I'm like, say the alphabet backwards. And this is all in my dream. And she's like, she couldn't come up with the first letter. I'm like, it starts with Z. She's like, oh, yeah, you're right. You drive. And then she handed my keys. So, I mean, luckily my parents are still, you know, they're yeah. early 70s. They're okay driving. Mm-hmm. At what point do you take the keys away from your parents? Because we did that with my grandmother. At some point, we were like, listen, you just shouldn't be driving anymore. And she still had a car. And it was actually an easier process with her. She didn't fight it. She's like, yeah, she didn't like driving anyway. But 105-year-old woman, should she be out on the road, Longoria?
I don't think so. But, you know, now with Uber and everything, I think it would incentivize them to give it up more
sure.
because you could just order an Uber for them whenever they want to go do whatever.
But you know that generation, the greatest generation,
yeah.
that you know, they're they still think, you know, they want to still be able to do everything.
They're independent.
They are independent. Strong-willed. You're right. Uber might make it a little safe. Has anyone out there ever had that experience where your parents or grandparents or whatever got too old to drive? And how did you wind up taking the keys away from them? Was it simply they didn't get their license renewed? You hid their keys? If you have any tales about that, because she passed the license.
I think if she passed the test, like maybe yeah. you could start giving a test at an older age
yeah.
if you know that there's an issue. And if people pass it, well, they pass it.
Yeah.
You know?
So if anyone has a story about that, I would love to hear it. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter and Instagram @Mark Arum. And how do you feel if there are centarians? Is that what 100 year old centarians driving? I think it was one stand-up. I think it was Jerry Seinfeld said that, I think you should be able to drive as fast as your age.
That'd be fantastic.
So if you're 18, you can only drive 18 miles an hour.
Right.
If you're 105.
Well, it's the complete opposite, I think.
You go 105. So any experience about that? Because I've heard stories where people, you know, their parents were getting aged and they didn't want them to drive. And they would, like, pull the spark plugs out of their car.
That kind of stuff. Yeah.
And be like, oh, sorry, Nana, the you know.
It's not working.
Yeah, the Cadillac won't start or whatever. So there you go. I just thought that was curious.
And why do they always drive bigger cars? They need to have, like, smart cars.
Because they need to be able to go through things.
Yeah, they need tanks.
Yeah, when they break through things.
They need a tank. Because we've covered, it's funny you say that, Longoria, but we cover stories where, like, a woman will be at an elderly person will be at the grocery store, and they think they put it in reverse, and instead they hit drive, and they go straight through the wall. So it's a tough situation because they want to stay independent. I get that. But there's also, you got to worry about their safety and commuter safety. Joe's in Atlanta. Joe, you got a story about this?
Yeah, Mark. I got a 98-year-old grandfather's living now. And we stopped and driving at 95.
So just recently you stopped. How did that conversation go?
Well, I call my grandfather Big Daddy. And so my brother and I, unfortunately, I mean, he drove a lot and did quite well. Every once in a while had a fender bender here and there, nothing major. But then started getting a cataract in his eye and was basically losing an eye. And he was seeing out of one eye, but still driving. And it was stupid on our part for not saying, okay, you know what? We need to cut this until, unfortunately, he had an accident, which could have been a lot worse, but fortunately wasn't. He got hit twice. He got hit in the front right of the vehicle, and it spun around of his truck and hit the vehicle again. It put him on a hillside, but didn't flip it. He threw him into the side passenger. He doesn't wear seatbelts.
Did he push back against giving up his car, or was he understandable about it?
Well, after all of that, he was not injured. Nothing had happened on that accident. Not one thing. No bruise, no anything. But we looked at him and said, Big Daddy, and we held out our hand. We said, it's time. And we grabbed the keys, and he knew it.
Okay.
And that's how it played out.
Well, that's pretty awesome that you have your grandfather still alive. That's really cool. 95. And I hope Big Daddy as well. It's actually that I just remembered Driving Miss Daisy. That's how that movie started off. Miss Daisy backed her car off a cliff. And that's when hired Hoke to drive around and the beautiful friendship. So maybe Big Daddy will have a beautiful friendship with whomever drives him around. Thomas is in Alpharetta. Thomas, tell me about the elderly driving story. What did you have to do?
Okay. A test that helps a person see that they really can't do it anymore is good. So with my mom, it was at the doctor's office in the doc. Said, okay, there's questions here. Name as many animals as you can in 60 seconds.
Okay. That doesn't seem it would relate to driving, but okay.
Well, it's a good test for a lot of things, including if somebody is super gone crazy argumenting, it can bring them back down to get their prefrontal cortex working right. But when they say, you know, a dog and then horse, and then a pause and pause and pause and dog, and I don't know, and they still got, you know, 20 seconds left to go. They go, oh, okay, you drive home.
Oh, gotcha. you know what? Let's do that tomorrow on the show. I want to see
as
how
many animals.
Yeah,
as you
in
can.
60 seconds, I want to see how good I am at that. That okay. I think that might be tough with pressure. Okay. Vicky joins us on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Vicky.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on?
I got a good story for you for taking the keys away.
What happened?
Well, my stepdad, he started getting dementia, and he would go out and drive and actually, like, fall asleep at red lights around our little town. And so we took his keys away, and he didn't take very kindly to that.
How old was he?
He was 87, I want to say. Somewhere up in his 80s.
But not happy.
But always very independent, and, you know, and he was going to get his keys back one way or another.
Sure.
He actually took his walking cane to me one time. And of course, he had dementia, so he didn't know what he was doing. Yeah. But he bruised me all up trying to get the keys away. And then
how long ago was this, Vicky?
Oh, this has been 20 years. It's been a long time. I was younger and able to handle it better now.
Because Longoria brought up a good point, because now it's I mean, back at 20 years ago, you needed a church van or a cab or a relative or whomever, a grandkid. But now there's Uber and Lyft. So I bet that's probably more freeing to know that, like the other night, my parents were in town and I couldn't pick them up before the show. And I was like, just take Uber to the station when they came in here. And it's like, it's freeing.
As long as they're into that technology.
All right. Finish your statement, Deb Green.
I was just, as long as they're into that technology, because some of them aren't into smartphones, you know, so they don't understand what Uber is unless someone really explains it to them.
All right. We're watching the president at this rally in Ohio. He's walking up to the podium right now. We'll go to him in just a second, but I want to squeeze in one more story. Harper's in Marietta. Harper, real quick, buddy, before the president speaks.
All right, really quick. My granddaddy was 87, and we were trying to take his keys, but he kept finding them, but he finally gave them to us when he ran over himself with the lawnmower.
That's a great way to end the show. Thank you, Harper. Let's go. Thanks to everybody, by the way. Full show tomorrow night, comedian Steve Byrne. Let's go live to Toledo, Ohio. President Trump taking stage at a rally. Vice President Pence still on stage right now awaiting President Trump as he's shaking hands with some supporters behind the dais. I believe this is being brought to us live from our Ohio affiliate, right, Longoria? You don't know. We have stations in Ohio. All right. It's also on ABC 53. President Trump about to speak, taking the stage for the first time since the whole Iran dust-up. We'll see what the president has to say. President Trump coming up live right now on 95.5 WSB. We'll have complete coverage of this rally through the overnight hours and, of course, all the highlights tomorrow on Atlanta's Morning News starting at 4:30 a.m. Without further ado, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.